Tearful, exhausted, and with painful memories, some 120,000 Armenians have passed through the Armenian border town of Goris, an important seat of the Armenian Apostolic Church. They fled Nagorno-Karabakh, leaving behind their historic Christian heritage embedded in the enclave, which was overrun by forces from Azerbaijan. Christian aid workers share Pope Francis's concerns that ancient monasteries and churches may now be destroyed. Joel Veldkamp is a spokesman for the rights group Christian Solidarity International.
I saw a video from a news source that I trust of Azerbaijani troops firing weapons on a 13th century monastery in Nagorno-Karabakh. That's just the beginning. You know, the destruction of the Christian heritage of this land is going to be total.
However, Hikmet Adiev, an advisor of the president of Azerbaijan, claims Armenians have nothing to fear.
Indeed, we do regret that the civilian population has decided, many of them, to leave. And of course, in this case, and we respect freedom of choice and freedom of movement.
Don't tell that to Armenian journalist Siranus Sarkisyan, who recalls the horrors of Azerbaijan's recapture of Nagorno-Karabakh.
My neighbor lost one of his sons, another wounded. My history teacher is dying, his son wounded, and this is only from my village. I met several mothers. They lost two sons, three sons. And some of them, they just don't know. There is no information. We lost so many people. We almost all know each other, and this is like my family story.
She and others enjoyed relative freedom after the enclave separatists broke away from Azerbaijan following the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 1990s. As Azerbaijan has recaptured the region, virtually the entire Armenian population has left. Broadcaster Al Jazeera's reporter Osama bin Yavait witnessed how the main city in Nagorno-Karabakh had been all but abandoned.
Here in the town center, if I go quiet, you'd be able to hear nothing. There is absolutely no one who's left here, apart from a few elderly, disabled, and others. Let me just show you. Here are some puppies who've been following us around, possibly looking for food. This is a hard to describe feeling on when you enter a town where you've been looking at pictures of it, where there was so much activity, but now a ghost town which seems to have no soul left.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said over the weekend that he believed a peace deal between Armenia and Azerbaijan was achievable if both sides showed goodwill. He earlier proposed holding talks between the two nations in Moscow. But whatever the outcome of those discussions, the refugees here seem to have no appetite to return to Nagorno-Karabakh under Azerbaijan's rule. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.